Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
If you happen to be on the M1 North, I still don't have much good news for you. The traffic is heavily backed up from as far as Melrose because of an earlier jackknife truck on the M1 North before the Woodmead Drive exit, and then reports of a crime scene on the R21 South before the R23 Benoni exit. Three lanes are closed there and the traffic is queuing heavily in the area.
The organization against tax abuse, OUTA, does not agree with the findings or recommendations of a report by Chiseva Attorneys Incorporated. It found that there's no evidence to support OUTA's corruption claims against former NSFAS board chair Ernest Khoza. Here's OUTA's Wayne Devenage.
What we've produced is exactly what is there. It's facts that the board should now know that Ernest Khoza has been implicated, that Nongogo was very involved. And we believe letting Ernest Khoza off the hook like this and just resigning is really, really just not acceptable to us.
Meanwhile, the Gauteng Education Department has launched an investigation into the violent altercation between a pupil and teacher at the Glen Vista High School in the south of Johannesburg. And former President Jacob Zuma has called for the Constitutional Court justices who presided over his 2021 contempt of court matter to recuse themselves in the case between him, the Mkhonto Sizwe Party, and the IEC. More on these and other stories at 7, but for now, let's take a look at what's happening on the business front. It's not only South Africa struggling with employment rates. Here's Karl Kurse from Cartesian Capital with more on what's happening in the USA.
In April, the United States saw 175,000 jobs being created, falling short of the anticipated 238,000. Simultaneously, the unemployment rate experienced a slight uptick from 3.8% to 3.9%.
Now, this news was, and we've got this right, met with optimism in the markets.
Investors interpreted the data as a potential catalyst for market-friendly action from the Federal Reserve, with market participants increasing their bets on the likelihood of interest rate cuts this year. Markets are pricing in the first interest rate cut as early as September.
A dollar is trading at R18.51, a euro R19.92, and a pound R23.21. Gold trading at $2,296.02 per fine ounce, and oil at $83.36 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Fouchier. More news at 7.
We start off with the IPL. It's happening at the moment. The Kolkata Knight Riders are taking on the Mumbai Indians, and this one happening at the Wankhede Stadium, where the Knight Riders made 169 in their 20 overs. They were bowled out for 169. In response, the Mumbai side are 48 for 3, and that's after about 6.2 overs, so just after that power play. The Springboks Sevens made it 2 wins from 2 as they overcame a physical Samoan side in a 15-10 victory in the second pool game at the Singapore Sevens, and they set up a decider against France. It's happening tomorrow at 8:24, but before then, Blitzbok Women take on Japan at 5 o'clock in the morning as well, and it's a big game for the ladies. After beating the USA, they went on to lose to France as well. It was a much tougher game, of course, than the one that they lost against Spain as well for the Blitzbok men. Two-time World Cup winner Bongi Bonambi will start in a Springbok-laden Sharks lineup against Clermont in the Challenge Cup. They play off at Twickenham at the Stoop tomorrow. Hukam Bonambi sat out last week's victory over the Scarlets in Wales. Packs down with a formidable front row with Box Oxenchair and also Vincent Koch as well. And England rugby international Billy Vilipola, well, he's accepted that he has a problem of not knowing when to stop, as he explained the circumstances behind his alcohol-fueled arrest in Mallorca. The Saracens number 8 made a public apology after being fined €240 for resisting arrest. And Real Madrid goalkeeper Thibaut Courtois will play his first match for the Spanish club after a nine-month